I got my new ticket boarded. I got that Christian Dior. Ain't wanna look at the foreign. They couldn't even afford it. Look what I did with the bag. Look what I did with the bag. I got a ting in the back. And I ain't taking no chat. I got my new ticket boarded. I got that Christian Dior. Ain't wanna look at the foreign. They couldn't even afford
it. Follow us on Instagram at Express Truth Show.
Hi, guys. Get a lot of questions about how I get my hair and my wave so silky smooth. So I'm gonna let you in on the secret now. We have these 100% satin do-rags. These are good for all hair types and textures. Whether you have waves, whether you've got plaits, whether you've got dreads, whether you just want to keep your hair flat. Gents as well. This is for the man, you know. Don't tell anyone I told you. If you want to extend that haircut, then throw on your do-rag, man. Tie it at night, you roll around, it flattens the hair. Ladies, you get your nice little do on, you wanna look good, you got a big date coming up. Tie it down, boo. You don't need to worry about it messing up when you wake up. You jump up. Come, so you ready for road, man? 100% satin do-rags, click the link in the bio.
Unfiltered people, we're back up in the building. Express Truth Show. Shout out to the Patreon crew. Shout out to the Spotify crew. We in the building, man. People, before we do anything else today, at this moment, right now, no matter what you're on, man, if there's a like button, hit it. Because you know we're on probably about 20 platforms now. So whatever you're watching us on, right now I see the Twitter crew is growing. We had like, I think we had like 80 live watchers the week before last. And last week we had about, I think we peaked at about 45 watchers live. And Twitter X. So big up that crew. Let's get the chat going on that with that team there. With that crew. Let's get the chat going, man. So people, hit that like button, man. Patreon crew, you already know what it is. I know a lot of Patreons are like, you know what? This topic. Mark's covered this topic like 3-4 times. People, yeah, man. I might cover it even on the Saturday stream too. See what I'm saying? This is one of them kind of topics. But don't worry, man. Even if you're not a boxing fan, this is relevant to life. It's relevant to life and how society is as well. So stick around, man. Patreon crew, big up yourself. Before we do anything else, let me bring in my co-host, Stephen Brown. Stephen, what's going on, man? What are you saying?
Unfiltered, unbiased, and unapologetic, man. Back up in the building, making Thursdays great again, never late again. It's the greatest show on earth. It's a dynamic duo back in full effect. Your favorite podcast, changing the world one Thursday at a time. And I'm back in the building, man. What are we saying, man? Talk to me nice, G.
Chilling, man. Relaxing, taking it easy, and just, you know, enjoying life right now, to be honest with you.
When me hear you say, yeah, talk about blood clap, boy, I get boxed up again. Yes, sir.
Oh, you want to go straight in?
Kick it off like a game of FIFA.
Okay, man. Well, no, we can't just jump in it like that, Steve. I got to find out what you're saying.
Family, jump in it like a jumping good. Yo! Like a jump in a good pair of shoes, mate. See you, all you dirty-minded people at home. I'm all right, mate. I'm all right. Feeling like bloody Charlie after he got the golden ticket and all that. What are you saying?
Yeah, man. Cool. Had to ask the question, man. So, okay. Let's get straight into this thing. I want to break this thing down. Now, before we start, yeah, before we get into this topic. Matter of fact, let's introduce the topic. Francis Ngannou versus Anthony Joshua. Now, this was a big, big, big build-up, huge build-up, and you go on YouTube, all the boxing channels were making arguments for why Joshua would lose. The mainstream media were making arguments for why Joshua would lose. I'm seeing ex-pros, man that I personally respect and have followed their careers. I'm like, wow, I can't believe these men are disrespecting the sweet science, the beautiful sport of boxing. So, you know, with the reach that we do have on this platform, I tried to put some sort of things into perspective by breaking things down, saying, people, come on, man. This is ridiculous. My men can't challenge AJ. People are telling me how this guy hits hard and all this and how he's strong and what a tough background he's came from. I'm like, people, who cares what kind of background he came from when it comes to sports? When it comes to boxing, and respectfully, because I know that he came from a tough background, but when it comes to boxing, that don't matter. Yeah, Conor Benn and Chris Eubank Jr. were in them silk sheets and silk pajamas as kids, and they're boxing on the world stage. So I'm saying to myself, people are just selling this thing knowing that this thing is not going to be competitive. So there was only a few guys on YouTube. Like I said, all the ex-pros were saying, how Ngannou's got this chance. Certain channels were even saying things, Stephen, yeah? Like, how they fear for Anthony Joshua. I'm watching this, I'm like, is this for real? I'm like, let the Saudis have their fun with these men and try and sell this as competitive. But on this platform, we only keep it real. So I came on last week, Stephen, and I'm going to do a little magic trick right now. What we're going to do is go back in time. Now let's go to that clip and listen to exactly what I said. I feel like Anthony Joshua is what an athlete's supposed to be. He locks himself away in the gym. He gets down to it. He's very serious about his craft. You can tell that he respects the sport. You can tell that he takes the sport very serious. He seems to be, and the reason why I say he seems to be, because I'm not personally in his camp, but he appears to be mentally focused and on job. And I just feel like my man is a decorated amateur, an Olympian, gold medalist, and a two-time unified world champion who respects the sport and who will train for this thing like he was fighting another world champion. And I think Ngannou is a man who got, and I hate to say this because I got so much respect for the guy, but he's a man who got lucky coming up against a slob in his last fight. But he's not coming up against no slob now. Man are going to really show him what time it is, welcome him into the sport, and just chop him down like a tree, man. You see what I'm saying? And
so who's the gullet, man?
AJKO, man, or stoppage, man. Straight
are you
like
reckon,
that. I got it picture perfect. And why did I get it picture perfect, people? I got it picture perfect because I knew that what was being promoted to the public was insanity. I knew this brother didn't have no chance against AJ. He's an MMA fighter. This is two different sports. Come on, folks. It's like a man saying, yo, I'm good at cricket, so I'm going to go to the go and play American baseball because I know how to swing the bat good in cricket. People, it's two different sports. This Ngannou brother was never going to do nothing with AJ. And don't get it twisted. I'll answer all the questions that a man might be asking to himself right now. All these ex-pros and all these pundits and all these kind of folks disrespected the sport of boxing. This guy was never going to do nothing with AJ. He's just a big, strong guy. But in boxing, you do not cue jump. That is impossible. You can't learn, but you can't become a grand wizard in chess overnight. It takes years. And that's like boxing. It takes years. Ngannou in 4 months could not learn anything to come up against a real top athlete. That's why I knew what was going to happen. That's why I kept it real. And big up everybody who messaged whether publicly or private, and said, yo, you got this thing right, big up yourself. Because it's hard for people to really understand this boxing thing. So let me kind of go back to things that were being said in the mainstream media. One guy said he's fearful for AJ. Another ex-cruiserweight champion, Johnny Nelson, said he believes that he'd get stopped within four. Channels like True Geordie were saying that my man was going to beat AJ and knock him out. This is why I know guys don't know nothing about boxing. But if you knew anything about boxing, you would know that Ngannou stood no chance, people. Now you're going to say, well, look what happened with Tyson Fury, people. Tyson Fury, yeah, respectfully, is a big, fat slop who was probably yamming all kind of doner kebab meats and all kind of things and not training, probably on all kind of substances and drinking and all kind of not sleeping and cakes and ice cream and bare different things. You can't turn up to compete like that. You just can't. I was watching the fight today. Round the man's back, bare back fat. You can't compete at the top level like that. So that's why that happened. He went in there and the MMA geezer was fit. He was fit and ready to go the rounds. Fury was unfit and was in basically just trying to pick off on the guy. But any top boxer would be able to land his punches on a novice. That's how I knew this would happen. Any top boxer is going to be able to land his punches on a novice. This is not rock 'em, sock 'em, knock 'em out. This is not that. Man are punching the punch machine and talking about how hard man punch. Yeah, you got to land that. Boxing ain't just about hitting, man. You're going to get, it's about trying to hit man. Man have to learn how to move and all of that. And what happened is, Joshua come in there and trained like the pro he is and done exactly what I said he would do and knocked out an MMA fighter. Now, where the conversation really is in this thing is how society are that gullible these days, because it's mad that this is even a debate, Stephen. Like, it's crazy that this is even a debate, but because we're in a place in society where it's opinion-based. It's what people want to see. It's not based off of facts. It's what people want to see. So people can sell you anything. That's what that taught me. It taught me that society can be sold anything. And this is not about disrespecting Ngannou, you know. This is about he was never going to do nothing with Joshua. Never. Society can sell man anything in today's world. It's scary, you know. It's scary that society can sell man these things. And man really believed a novice was going to be a two-time unified world heavyweight champion. A man who's in the shape Joshua's in, who hits as hard as Joshua hits, who's fought the fight as Joshua's fought. How can anyone have thought that Ngannou was going to do anything? This is what I'm saying. Some people are so ridiculous. And ex-pros were co-signing this. It was crazy. So that's why I knew it was never going to happen. I knew Joshua was going to knock him out.
If it it was probably just to drive a pipe, G. Because remember, like, many of the comments I saw was like, yo, the crowd looked boring and that. Because, you know, it was just full of oil-rich minds just chilling, eating grapes and cheese and all them thing there, fam. Just chilling. And they're used to seeing, things on your shirt, we can, you know, the pissed up lager louts. Talking about, don't let him hit you like that. I could knock him out. After there's a pint too many. So maybe most, for what we know, okay, and knowing them Arab man and how their money's long and they want to take over the division, the sport, all of that stuff, to trying to build it up on their side. Wouldn't it surprise me if they paid some of these men to come out and chat shit? Because I remember the same thing, Mayweather and McGregor. Ah, if he gets that one lucky punch, fuck up, man. You know, it's twats like DJ Envy was saying that shit, fam. That one lucky punch. Ruger, you're more likely for your girl to knock you out, blood, than my man to knock out my man. Because Uno man's soft, blood. You get me? It's a joke thing. I didn't even need to watch it, fam. I'm glad I didn't waste my time, blood. I saw the knockout. My man got hit with that sweet chin music, fam, and went to sleep, blood. Man got folded like a lawn chair, blood. You know, you flip over a beach towel. That's how my man look, fam, spread out on the ground.
Lick out his teeth, yes, because the reason why, because I'm fed up a man disrespecting the sport, man. And then let me just address some of the foolishness that I've personally been asked. And I'm gonna say this respectfully. A man said to me, "Yo, but it's two black brothers and that. How can you be happy that a black bread..."
Get the fuck out of here, man. Please, get the fuck out of here, man.
A man said, "How can you be happy that our next black man knocked out a black man?" Listen.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Please, get the fuck out of here, man.
Brother, but you know how much... You know when an idiot tries to come up with an articulate, intelligent argument, that's what happens. Because you, man, are missing the plot. Because instead of thinking about how... I said it reminded me of some slavery thing, and not even because, like, oh, you got two men in there. Like the way, you know what I'm referring to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Me and you spoke about that, yeah.
The whole setup, them men are just banging pure cheese and grape on them thing there. And it's like you're saying, punch him, hit him. Coming like some gladiator thing, fam. You know, they used to make men fight each other and then fight lion and all that. That's it was giving me Roman Colosseum vibes, if I'm being honest.
Family, that's what it is, though. You know what it is, Stephen? That's exactly what it is. These Saudi fights, you see these crossover Saudi fights, yeah? It's like the emperor in Rome would have said, like, go and get a lion and go and get the strongest gladiator and make them fight. You see what I'm saying? So it's like a man's looking at MMA and saying, yo, that geezer's big and strong, bring him over. Man, they're bringing him over. And now we got boss up. That's what I'm saying. I'm thankful. Listen, big up age, Anthony Joshua. Listen, anyone who knows him is watching this. Send him this. Anthony Joshua, big up yourself for redeeming the sport of boxing and showing man how it should be done. Not no big fat Homer Simpson thing, disrespecting the sport and then trying to lie to the public. Now, this Ngannou, brother, yeah, literally mashed up his legacy for money. My man mashed up his legacy for money. And this is something that's not being spoken about enough. And I'm going to come with bullet points. My man was in the UFC and said the UFC weren't paying him good. So he left the UFC because he wanted more money. And he wanted to box. He ended up signing with the PFL after months of talking to different MMA organizations. He signed with the PFL and put together a package that he would become the highest heavyweight MMA fighter in the world, according to them. He also done a deal that he would be a part of the PFL Africa launch. Yeah. The PFL said they would allow him to box against Tyson Fury. My man's gone to box against Tyson Fury when the whole world doubted him and said that it was a mismatch, which it should have been if Fury would have came prepared.
Yeah, Kek, sorry to cut you. Keep your train of thought.
Yeah, man.
If you can, I've just sent you a video, and it's funny we're talking about this. I've just received this literally while we're on air. I don't know if you want to play it over the air. I don't know what you want to do. This video seems to be floating around where they're trying to say the fight was rigged.
I don't even need to play that, Stephen. That
they're saying that Ngannou was never hit and everything. Have you seen it?
Listen, that's... You see that? I'm glad you said it though on air, because that's casual talk. I can tell you for a fact that weren't really, and Ngannou stood no chance against Anthony Joshua. He stood no chance, none. Any man who was selling it as that is a puppet or a lemming or a sheep or whatever the word. He stood no chance. This is the express truth. We don't need to come on here and pretend and dance around things. If man like it, subscribe and watch. If you don't, unsubscribe, don't watch. But the facts are, Ngannou stood no chance. People, I put an analogy on my WhatsApp, and it's the same for boxing. If a pilot has flown 10,000 hours in the air and another pilot has flown 1,000, what pilot do you feel more comfortable with?
You got to put in your 10,000 hours, man.
You're going to feel more comfortable with the pilot who flies 10,000. You know why? Because of the experience that he's got. Boxing is exactly that. Boxing is called the sweet science for a reason. What age, and AJ is a specimen. He's like a once in a generation athlete. Not many men can start heavyweight boxing at 18 and do what he's done. I'm not saying man can't start, but get to where he's got to and beating the people that he's beat. I'm fed up with people not giving this geezer his credit, man. This guy is a serious talent. Like, people ain't going to recognize it until he retires, but the man walked into the gym at 18 and look where he's at now. And Ngannou can't hang with man like that. That's why he KO'd his clerk in the second. He could have did it in the first. Now, I'll get back to the story. So Ngannou signed with the PFL. The PFL said he can fight Tyson Fury for one fight, and they went off and they done the fight. Stephen, you seen what happened. Ngannou, in my eyes, he beat Tyson Fury. And the reason why I said that, Fury did win the fight from a boxing standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he survived and knocked Fury down, to me, that's a win for an MMA fighter, a man making his pro debut. Allegedly, he was paid £6 million for that fight. I was saying 10 before, but allegedly it's 6. You know, if my man goes back to MMA and dominates, he's damn near Bruce Lee. His story is worth way more than what the Saudis could have paid him. If he walks away at that point and says, yo, because he knows them men who are around him, Dewey Cooper, Mike Tyson, they know he weren't going to beat AJ. They know that for a fact. These are boxing people that compete, that have competed at the highest level and have been around the sport their whole life. They know for a fact Ngannou weren't beating AJ. So I'm saying to you, if he would have walked away after beating Tyson Fury, Stephen, my man would have probably made 200 mil in the next 10 years, because he would have been the real life Rocky. The real life Rocky. Imagine the movie, and then you go back to MMA and become the champ. They would be like, yo, this is the real life Rocky story. Because what happened in Rocky 1, he fought Apollo and damn near beat him. A lot of people thought he beat him. So it hurt Apollo's ego.
And then he did beat him.
Exactly. But with Ngannou, at least Rocky was a boxer. Ngannou's not a boxer. So if he would have walked away, no matter what the Saudis would have paid him for to go in against AJ, my man would have made that just in being a legend alone. The people in his country would have worshipped the ground he walked on. He'd have been a legend. He would have been that guy for real in MMA. In MMA, look at the way them men were going on. Le Predator and doing all this.
Francis Ngannou, Le Predator.
Stuff and talking about how man's a killer. And before, I was watching their channel, Stephen. Before, it was all we talking as an MMA community. We done it. We showed man boxing ain't nothing. Now man lick off his chin and knocked him out. It's he lost. You see how life goes? Now it's he lost. So what I'm saying is, if he would have walked away, all these men would have been on his nuts for the foreseeable future. He would have been that guy. He would have been the real life Rocky. Real life Rocky.
Correct.
So the end of the day, man, the reason why I got that prediction dead on, because I'm a realist, and I've noticed there's other realists, people like Robert Garcia, people like Peter Fury, who's Tyson Fury's uncle. That man knew it was a joke thing. Them guys said it. Yeah, come on, man. Them guys said it. Real boxing, man. This is what I'm saying. Realists that are in boxing who are just like, nah, joke thing. Like, he'll do it. If he gets past three rounds, something's wrong with AJ. That's what I was saying. Really, I was saying my man should have just took him out in the first round just to show man what time it is. You know what I mean? But my man was never going to do nothing with AJ. And even after when AJ's saying all that, that's all just his good character. He knows my man can't do nothing. My man's damn near 40. You can't do nothing in boxing now. That's it. Not on the highest level. It doesn't work like that. You got to put your time in, man, in that sport. That's one sport where you need to put your time in. You don't just come out of nowhere and become a top-level boxer. That don't happen, man. It don't happen. So that's why I'm kind of glad AJ just KO'd him, and all them Mickey Mouse crossovers and all that are hopefully over. So that's what I got to say on that.
You know me and sports in general, fam. But you know what it is? Last thing I'm going to say, I said it from before the fight happened. It's violation, because how is this geezer jumped in and fighting champions?
Saudi money.
Violation, man.
Saudi money. Take that Saudi money out. That fight don't happen. Because Fury, I doubt my man even trained one day for that thing. Serious. So it take the Saudi money away. It don't happen. But yeah, I'm glad AJ did what he needed to do. Oh, one more thing before we move on. People are all like now, yo, AJ, my man's back. My man's back. People.
Yeah, people not right.
The brother knocked out an MMA fighter. This one, you got to be doing that to boxers, mate. An MMA fighter, that's what you should be doing that. You should be doing that in the first round. This is not no second coming or... Now, he's got the new trainer, and we'll see how that relationship really is when he gets back in with Joseph Parker, or he gets back in with even a Dillian White, even though my man's on the drugs cheat thing or whatever's going on, I don't know. I'm not saying that he's guilty or whatever, but I'm saying jump in and do that to Dillian White. That's when I'm going to be like, yeah, my man's back. My man's ready. Not against no big muscle-bound MMA fighter who, to be honest, no disrespect to my man, but I feel like John Jones might do the brother still. That's why I think he got out of the UFC. That's just my opinion. I think he jumped out of the UFC because John Jones was really going to do what he done to that Cyril Gane guy. You see what I'm saying? And there's not going to be a lot of paydays.
Payday.
So my man must have just said, yo, let me just jump over this boxing thing, clean up, and then see what's going on. But be the king of your hill. Be the king of your palace. You want to be a pheasant in another man's palace? See what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. AJ, it's a serious look, man. It's a serious look. But nah, he's got to be doing that against top 10. And that's no disrespect to AJ. But he's supposed to do that. And he knows that too. He knows that too. So, yeah, man. Steven, what are you saying?
Yes, people. It's really, really cold out here right now. I've got a great recommendation for you. So if you're walking out during these winter months and your head's a little bit cold, but you want to remain trendy, purchase one of these. Now, they are available in 9 colors, and you can click the link in the description box below to get yours right now.
Failed asylum seekers are being offered up to £3,000 to move to Rwanda under a new voluntary scheme. The plan, first reported by The Times, is understood to be a variation of an existing voluntary return scheme, where failed asylum seekers receive cash to return to their home country.
So, hold on. So, everybody just now gonna come yourself a tree bag and... Oh, where the bomb back,
anyway, it will open It will be open to anyone whose asylum claim has been rejected by the UK. In particular, it is aimed at those who cannot return to their home countries. Business Minister Kevin Hollenrake said payments for those agreeing to relocate to Rwanda would amount to a good use of public money. It costs a lot more money than that to keep people in this country who are here without merit, he told Times Radio. It is about saying to people, if you come here, you can't stay here. If you come here illegally, he added. That is the point. So I don't think anybody would try and come here just to get $3,000 to go to Rwanda. Are you dumb? Of course, there's people who would do that. Some people are coming from some hellish places. You know what I'm trying to say? Or they're just touching real poverty.
But hold on, if a man... I don't get this, because let's say a man came from, like... Name one of them asylum countries, Stephen, respectfully.
From, I have a name one, because man are coming from fucking Ukraine and everywhere now. Okay. Anywhere is frigging... You know what I'm trying to say, Mark? I know what you're trying to say, but it's not like back in the day. There's many countries that can be deemed asylum. So they're basically saying, if you come here, your thing don't go through. It sounds like a bit of an oxymoron, because it sounds like they're definitely saying, if you come here illegally, you'll get free bags. But then, I don't get it. It's a bit of an oxymoron. Am I stupid, people? Am I stupid, or is it an oxymoron? Because you've said that if you come here illegally, you'll get $3,000 and go to Rwanda, but you've called it a voluntary scheme. So if someone comes here illegally, so can you seek asylum if you come here illegally? I thought you couldn't. I thought you had to come here through the legal channels.
No, you can. You can. You can.
Because he's saying, oh, it costs more people. It costs more than that to keep people. You know what it is, Mark? They're just taking everyone for dickheads. Because this doesn't need to run. Because if you were genuinely serious about keeping elite, and this isn't, I ain't got no horse to stand in, blood. I'm a minority myself. So don't think I'm on anybody's side. But if you're really serious about stopping people from coming here, you need to move like Germany, Poland. They stop you on the border, G. If you really want to, you know what I'm saying, Mark?
Man don't rap still.
If they really wanted to stop people, what do you say? They're coming in on the boats. You'd be there on Dover to be like, Ruboy, you're not docking. Spin that thing round. You know what I'm trying to say? See, you're not... This government, I can't take this government serious. Then you got the other thing now with some... Did you hear the other news, blood? Some geezer was racist, one of the Tories.
Yeah. Let's get into that. The brother who spoke about Diane Abbott.
Yeah, man.
So that guy there, whoever that guy is, yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Please, get the fuck out of here, man.
I couldn't believe what he said.
Frank Hester. And you know what? Frank Hester, he's one of the biggest donors to the Tory party. You know what? Sunak saying, forgive him. Because he don't want to give out the £10 million donation. Family, this country's on fire. Family,
but hold on. What did this... He said something crazy. Because the way I've been running around, I've seen the headline. But what did my man say again now? This clown. Let's address this guy.
Frank Hester said Miss Abbott made him want to hate all black women and that she should be shot.
That's crazy. This is what I'm trying to say, and people are making an excuse for that.
The PM described Mr. Hester's comment as unacceptable and racist, but accepted the multimillionaire's apology. Yeah, man, because you want to do anything for cash, blood. Payday.
Need that back on the buttons, man.
Mom, I'm not even upset. And the reason I'm not upset, that doesn't show that I don't... It's not saying, oh, I don't care. But I'm not upset because I expect it. I expect it, man. I expect disrespect, man, to our community, particularly the sisters, man. I expect it. So nothing surprises me at all. The only thing that surprises me that he didn't come out and just call her an N-word. That's the only part that I'm not surprised at. I'm surprised he didn't just say that.
She makes him hate black women and she should be shot. That's crazy. That's absolutely nuts. And the Prime Minister's talking about forgive him. You see when Diane made them whatever that statement thing the other day, last year, did she get forgiven? No. Did anybody give her any leeway?
No.
What she was saying, yeah, they went on like it was crazy and all that. Imagine if a man said that aimed at that community. Imagine if someone come out yet and said that, matter of fact, I ain't even trying to beat around no bush. This is the real situation. Imagine if a man said them exact same words towards the Jewish community. What's going to go on? Listen what he said about a black woman.
What's going to go on? Just ask Wiley, bro.
Yeah, straight cancellation, but this is what I'm trying to say.
I'm not surprised, Mark, but I know man is passionate because it's super violation. But tell me, are you 1 inch surprised, bro? Are you 1 millimeter surprised?
At the depth of the comments, yeah? At the depth, to say that she's made me, is generalized. And then he's said something in regard to murder, fam? Yeah. I'm surprised at that. Definitely that cold.
I'm not surprised, man. I've said this before. We're one of the most, from prehistoric times till now, we're one of the most hated people on this earth. And it's so crazy because show me the most racist person ever. Explain to me where this hate comes from.
Yeah, he's gone crazy.
This in the 21st century or back in the day. Show me what people have done. Show me what we've done to accumulate this hate. You just look at someone and hate them. You know, the only way the human race is going to unite is if aliens come and treat everyone like how you treat certain minorities, blood. No, let me just say how you treat Nignogs, fam. That's when you'll be like, oh, we need to come together. Fuck out of here, blood.
Yeah, innit?
Pick
facts,
and choose, fam.
Facts, innit? It's
and
true,
that's about,
man.
And that's, I'm not even just because he's white or whatever the hell he is. That's every community, blood. Because when things happen to people, you see people switch up, blood. Everyone's just out for themselves and everyone needs to be kumbaya and be in their corner, blood. Fuck everyone, blood. Because that's how everyone is. I'll keep that same energy, blood. The same energy everyone puts out, they're just for them and theirs. Fuck everyone else, then, blood. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, that's that. Them comments were crazy, man. And then I seen one black woman, you know, that black woman who's on GBN. Matter of fact, let's play the comments, though. GBN ain't going to flag our thing. GBN. Bring Express Truth on. I'd go toe-to-toe with that woman. She's an idiot, man. Really idiot, man. All right, let me get
What's GBN? I haven't heard of that. What the hell is that?
Wow, yeah, I seen the video. He's just said it. Let's play it.
Play everything.
They were racist. He has rightly apologized for them, and that remorse should be accepted, Mr. Speaker. There is no place for racism in Britain, and the government that I lead is living proof of that.
Prime Minister stood outside Downing Street saying that he wanted to root out hate and extremism.
Can you imagine?
Yet it shamefully took him more than 24 hours by the Tories' biggest donor that looking at the Right Honourable Member for Hackney North and Stoke Newington makes you want to hate all black women.
What? That's crazy. There's better black women comments sitting down wrong. In Parliament as well, you know. Nah, man. Them comments were crazy. Oh, my. Nah, Stephen. The fact that Sunak saying that he should be... This is why men need to have their own thing. And I bet we... Listen, I bet we're one of the few that spoke about this.
Probably the only ones, yeah.
Probably the only ones. This is... Steve,
I'm lying. We won't be the only ones, but this from this angle, yeah, everyone else will sweep under the carpet. From Sunak, just another Pinocchio, blood.
Stephen, sorry, I don't want to even glaze over that because I'm trying to make a point here. You didn't catch it. When I say we're the only ones, I'm talking from our community.
Yeah, I didn't miss it, fam. I know.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, from our community. Yeah, we're one of the only few that will highlight. These other men are going to be probably talking about who pays on the first day or something like that.
The reason
get the fuck out
ahead.
Of here, man. Please get the fuck out of here, man.
I won't do certain... Shut up, man. The government's raping you every day, but you're talking about you won't do this thing with this man to get ahead. Shut up, man.
Ain't it?
You won't put on dress and all of that, fam. You're wearing a dress every day, fam. And clown makeup, too.
Now, this woman now, yeah, Nana, this is a black woman, yeah, who works on GBN News, and this is her reaction to the comments.
If all black women were like her, I would be embarrassed, frankly. So we're all different. I think where he's gone wrong is conflating behaviour with colour of skin, so people can deem that as racist. But to me personally, I wasn't offended because I, you know, I just think Diana Abbott is a mess.
But that shouldn't come into it. Why is why?
This is why I say, Stephen. Yeah, why you know why you know when all these things get happen, like cancellations and Kanye's and Wiley and all these people come out. You know why sometimes I'm just like, yo, I don't want to hear it? Because do you think that someone could make comments such as that towards a woman of their race, yeah? And they can find another person to back that comment up. The man said, Diane Abbott makes him hate black women and she should be shot. Yeah, that's what he said. So no matter what we think, I don't think nothing bad of Diane, but well, no matter what someone personally thinks as a black person to Diane, how can you make an argument for them comments? That's the kind of black people. This is why them old school statements, not all skin folk are your kin folk. There's too much agents like Smith running around. Just because you look like man and you got the same colour as man, it don't mean I trust ya. Because there's a lot of weirdos out there, man. And I guarantee you, this is the realest podcast in the UK. I guarantee you a man's white, fam. 1,000%. 1,000%. Because there's no way that woman's with me and defending that on TV. Because as she come back in, moves up at everything, if it's my place and if it's your place, I'll pack everything and we're breaking up immediately. This is what I'm trying to say, but because of all this, oh, you can't say that, and oh, everyone's got their own opinion, and that's why we're allowing things like, look, listen, that's crazy. Well, and it's mad, it's sad that you're not even surprised by it, Stephen. That's how low we've fallen, that these things are actually going on.
Marks.
No, not an attack towards you. I mean,
none of it surprises me. I'm just adding on to the that other woman. What's your name?
Nana
McPhee. What?
Nana. She, I paused it as well. Still,
it's listing Diane Abbott's shortcomings.
Should I play the rest of it?
Yeah, play it.
Went to this conversation. No, let's take all that out of it and look at the comment look at the comment in isolation. It shouldn't be up for debate whether it's racist. It is so obvious. You are the only person in the whole country, I think, today. You must not have ears today to not be able to see this clear racism.
So you think that? I didn't say that. I didn't say that, and you're not listening. I think you just listened and hear what you want to hear. I said that when you conflate the colour of skin with someone's behaviour, then that can be seen as racist. So I totally get that. People will see that, but he doesn't see it that way because he's talking about her behaviour.
But the fact that he doesn't see it that way, it makes it even more troubling.
There's a lot of
that
people
he
can
say, "Oh, I didn't realise it was racist. It was victim blaming for her being both black and white."
One at a time.
I'm fed up of people using that Black Lives Matter thing, man. That's over with. Them people got whatever it is they got outed for, or whatever they outed. But you see how these kind of folks, whenever they're trying to paint a narrative, they use that Black Lives Matter thing. Like, that represents the whole community.
Bring Jonathan in eventually.
Take Black Lives Matter. I've got a very, very good friend of mine who said, and she's been the best friend of mine, she's taken care of me whenever I've needed it. She said that you can see why people would start to hate black people because of the behaviour of Black Lives Matter and because of what went on that. And I got what she was saying. She wasn't trying to...
What's she talking about, what went on that? What are you talking about?
I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
In the UK, what went on? What is she on about? You're talking about in the States. You're talking about in the States. Yo, this is crazy, man. This is absolutely crazy.
Okay, but she wasn't trying, but she is being racist.
You don't even know what I'm going to say. She was not saying that she hates all black people. She was saying that that behaviour, if it is representative of many black people, then that could be something that could make people dislike them. And I, as a black woman, know that if I do something, I could be seen as representative of black people. So I'm well aware that I'm I have to look into how I behave.
Mark, don't even play the rest of that. I'm fed up. You know what it is? That don't surprise me as well. We always have these people who look like us but play for the other side. Like, they do everything to tear down our race.
So like someone could come out and say, yo, I effing hate black people. Effing N-words, monkeys, John Barnes or someone would pop up and say, no, what the Met guys? I know him for years. It's not a bit. I'm just fed up with it, man.
Yeah.
Just go bleach off your skin, man.
Yeah, there's always
We're the only group that seem to tear down each other publicly.
That's why I say I can't be mad. You know when, like, say, a man violates, like, another community and then it's like, boom, man's cancelled. So, like, when KSI made whatever comments he made and then he had to go and stand up in, like, religious spots and boom, boom, and go on courses and all of that. I don't get vexed because I'm saying, yeah, that community is on job. You're not supposed to be able to feel comfortable to disrespect a whole community and feel Chris. This guy, they're like, he's apologized. It should be accepted. What do you mean? It should be accepted. Like, it wouldn't be accepted in other communities. Like, you don't speak for black people. You see what I'm saying? You don't speak for black people. Like, that's crazy. That comment that he made, that's absolutely nuts. But this is what I'm trying to say. They can always find a token. That's why I told you, Stephen, anybody who was going crazy about that Meghan Markle thing, you're an agent. That alone shows me you're an agent because the girl don't do nothing for black people. Raps and all that, no disrespect to them big women still, but going on all them daytime TV shows kicking off when there's real issues in the community that you can be using them slots for, but you're worried about some Disney fairy tale story that no one cares about, man. Besides white royalists in the UK. We don't kitchy that. She don't roll with us. From she married in, the wedding itself showed you what time it was. There weren't no little pretty black girls with the little afro puffs and rare. Where were they at? They're usually at every black wedding. You know, the little young girls, Stephen, we've all got them. My daughter's one of them right now. With the little afro puffs and the little single plaits with their little beads on and all that. Where were they at that royal wedding? Nowhere to be seen. It was just your mum once standing up there with her stiff face. That was it. Talking about you marrying into the royals and that, and then all these big time coca butter using sisters that I love. Don't get it twisted, I love them. But it was them going crazy. Nah, she's one of us. You're disrespecting our sister. It's a black woman. I'm like, yo, has this woman ever even made her hair get little curly? Has this woman ever gave the community a nod in any way, even a little red, gold, and green flag, little badge, so that you see her on TV and you can say, yeah, man, she's showing us a little... And then people will actually come in public places and say, well, she does a lot of work in Africa. What?
Get the fuck out of here, man. Please, get the fuck out of here, man.
She does a lot of work in Africa and that, and feeds youths over there. I'm like, wow. These agents are right in front of our face, man. These agents are hiding out in front of our face, making a fool of that. So that woman there, she probably got a check for that. That might have been scripted, Stephen. For the woman to say, you're the only one, because what it does is, there'll be people. It's mad that I'm even saying this, Stephen, but this is where we're at today. There'll genuinely be people, yeah, who will put up a defense for this argument, you know, and say, nah, but that brother's right, man, or nah, there'll be people like that just to be on the opposing side, just to be able to disagree. Like, I believe times of old, a man looked up and said, yo, the sky is blue. And another man would look up and say, yeah, the sky is blue. Now, a man will look up and say, the sky is blue. Another man will look up and say, I think it looks purple. Just to have the debate. There's no debate. If my man said that about any other race of woman, it'll be the same outrage. But that community are not forgiving that. Because not only have you generalized, if you dislike Diane, why not just say, I can't stand Diane? Why not just say, why does it have to be, I can't stand Diane, she makes me hate black women? Like, why generalize like that? Then on top of that, why you got to go to violence? she should be shot. That's crazy. And then our spaces are being used for, who's paying on the first date? The girl at the disrespected her, man. Things like that. Whereas this, now here's a topic here. Man's cover this. Do the Insta lives on this. They're not gonna, you know why? Because people don't care about this kind of subject. Which is why I'm saying that there's going to be more people like that Nana than actually like ourselves within, you know, not even too distant future, based on how we see the thing going. Now, people don't even care about this. My man's just a rich brother that's been able to donate 10 mil somewhere, has just said a comment like that. It's the Express Truth Show, unfiltered, making Thursdays great again. My final thoughts is this. Ngannou, it was good while it lasted for you and the MMA community, but reality will always kick in. And to the Diane Abbott hateful comments that guy made towards Diane Abbott, I don't even know what I can say. That's crazy. That's it, people. What are you saying, Stephen?
Well, it's the greatest show on earth. Making Thursdays great again. Never late again. Dynamic duo back in full effect. Unfiltered, unapologetic, and unbiased, man. Till the next time.
That's it, people. We're gone.
Hi, guys. We get a lot of questions about how I get my hair and my wave so silky smooth. So I'm gonna let you in on the secret now. We have these 100% satin do-rags. These are good for all hair types and textures. Whether you have waves, whether you've got plaits, whether you've got dreads, whether you just want to keep your hair flat. Gents as well. This is for the man, let me know. Don't tell anyone I told you. If you want to extend that haircut, then throw on your do-rag, man. Tie it at night, you roll around, it flattens the hair. Ladies, you get your nice little do-rag, you want to look good, you got a big date coming up. Tie it down, boo. You don't need to worry about it messing up when you wake up. You jump up. Come, so you're ready for road, man. 100% satin do-rags, click the link in the bio.